New Sunday, same venue, both against the Oshawa Generals, the first-round opponent. We're giving away tickets each and every hour all day today on TSN 1200. And we're going to welcome in our guest, joins us weekly. Thank you for accommodating us here on a Tuesday, the head coach of the Ottawa 67s, Dave Cameron. Dave, good afternoon. How are you?
Great, guys. Thank you.
Did you hear Kenny's voice there in the clip that he played? It was starting to lose, and he was awful yesterday, Dave. Oh, we're like, oh, Kenny's voice. And then you spoke to him just before you hopped on with us. He's on. See, he's getting ready for the playoffs, so that's the best news of all right there. He's ready to rock and roll as well.
Well, I've been around Kenny long enough, too. Once he starts, my ears close. So I'm never sure if he's on his game or not.
Okay. And I know that your vision's been affected when he wears the Man from Cloud outfit as well. So there's all right. But enough about that. Here's the good news. That's a great facility. It's not ideal. You'd rather be, obviously, but the curling's in next week. It is what it is. But it's a brand-new facility. They've got multiple ice pads. What's your setup like? You were able to practice there this morning at the Slush Puppy Center.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, obviously you would like to be in your own facility, but stuff happens, and we were just discussing that with the way the rinks are built today. I think back of all the rinks we play in the O's, that probably the only rink that might have a little bit of a home ice advantage would be Peterborough because of the square corners. But basically all the buildings are the same, and in terms of the ice surface and that. So in door to door today, to come here was only 25 minutes, and Gatineau's been real, real good to us in the city and the team, and they've given us a good space, and we've played here twice already against a good Gatineau club, so it's the best case scenario.
What a wonderful time of year, Dave, and for a coach now. Tell us how it's different coaching in the regular season compared to the playoffs when you're playing the same opponent night after night.
Well, that's the only really difference, because the style of play isn't going to change. I mean, we're not going to reinvent the wheel here. We know how we have to play. Oshawa knows how they have to play, because we're going game best out of seven. There's no surprises. So it becomes more of a grind, and obviously the playoffs brings the attention to detail up in both clubs, brings the intensity up, and that's what makes it really, really exciting.
What does your pre-scout tell you about the Oshawa Generals? And as usual, Dave, we all know this. It's about you and what you do and how you execute, but of course you will game plan a little bit for your opposition. So what threat do the Generals pose to you?
Well, we're looking at the Generals as kind of a team that was much like we were last year, young, and the prior season they had an older team. They had a team that added at the deadline, and the team that was a threat to go deep in the playoffs. And once you do that, you come back, your group is younger, which is the same thing that happened to us. Only happened a year earlier, and we know last year how much better we got through the year. We knew that going into the playoffs, against the second seed in North Bay, that there was really no pressure on us. We were just going to come at them and see what happens. And we expect that same kind of pushback from a good Oshawa team. They're well coached, and if there's probably one area that we're really, really going to emphasize in, is that they have a real good power play. So we're going to have to be really disciplined and smart and not give them a chance to get it on board too much.
You had such a successful regular season. Do you change anything in terms of your off-ice approach? I think about my days covering the Montreal Canadiens, and they would always do a retreat, at the beginning of the playoffs, and sometimes have the players stay in hotels. Given your success in the regular season, is the attitude that you just want to stick with what's worked for you?
Yeah, there's no. I mean, we have guys in school. We're still young. We still have kids in school. The nice advantage we had here the 2 weeks prior to this, it was March break, so we were able to, even though we were busy with games, we were able to monitor you know, our practice, and that we're able to practice a little bit later and build some more rest into it. But no, it's pretty well business as usual. We have these kids in a good routine now for the last couple of years, and it's worked. So we're just going to stick with it.
And I'll ask this next question, and I know it's playoff time, and, you know, things usually tighten up with any answers on this. But, you know, a couple of guys didn't play in the last game, and Cosentini and Tolnay. Is there any update on that? And generally speaking, how are you feeling about your overall health and available players to begin the postseason on Thursday?
Yeah, no, Cos was a healthy scratch. Tolles is banged up. So he's going to be on the ice with us tomorrow. So we're hoping going in the game and through the playoffs that we can kind of dodge that injury bug that's really kind of followed us all year. A thing that there's no logic to it. There's nothing you can adjust that would make you less susceptible to injuries. And it's just part of the game.
Do you put any tweaks into your strategy, your philosophy, depending on the opponent, or is this really a, you know, we know what we need to do to win, and that's just what we're gonna, and that's just what we'll worry about?
Yeah, I know. You know, most teams in the OHL play, you know, the same style, but we fully expect Oshawa to come in and be real disciplined in terms of the neutral zone, to be above us in the neutral zone. They really clog up the neutral zone and hope it forces us into turnovers. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably the one area that we're really going to pound home here, that and stay out of the penalty box.
And a couple days away, and again, I understand if you don't want to get into it at the playoff time. And we've asked you this before. You've got faith in your goaltending here. Have you decided? And if you want to share, fine. But in your mind's eye, if you don't want to share, have you decided on who is going to start game one?
No, I haven't. I haven't really decided yet. Max was a little banged up in the Peterborough game, but like I said, he's back on the ice. So I'm just going to wait to see how he is tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
All right, we'll leave it there then for now. And you're already at the Slush Puppy Center preparing for that. Another practice tomorrow before you know it. And we're having a lot of fun with it, giving away tickets to all kinds of eager fans. So hoping to fill that place up with, obviously, 67s fans. And we can't wait for the postseason to get underway. Dave, we always appreciate the visit. Thanks for joining us today.
Lordy, if you could, somebody could tell me, what's a slush puppy? I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, don't drink it too fast, Dave. You'll get that brain freeze, just like eating ice cream too fast. That's all I can say. And depending on what flavor you go with, your mouth will be blue, bright red. Yep. Be careful, Dave. Be careful. Okay.
With the brain freeze part of it, there's probably a lot of people out there who think I must have had a couple already.
Maybe. Sure. That's fine. Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll do it again soon. Good luck. Okay. Dave Cameron joining us, head coach of the Ottawa 67s. Yeah, honestly,